Blog Talk Radio.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise check out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophet says I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
Good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. What's going on? Hello, world. You walk along?
Peace to the gods. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah,
man, I had to turn on my mic.
Might be muted. Yeah. What's good, God? Man, long time no hear, God. Bro.
Hey, for real, I'm right here. I'm doing lovely, feeling pleasant, Doing great. How you been?
Hey, man, I've been wonderful, magnificent, and great myself, brother. You know, just enjoying the life that I have, you know, and, you know, just seeing new things, been able to see a lot of new things. So, man, I'm blessed. I can't explain it all.
Yes, sir.
Just a little under the weather, man. I'm going to have to get back up on my herbs.
Some
herbs. You know, sometimes you start and then you stop. Then you start back, then you stop, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man. It's that pollen season right now, so I'm going to have to, man, do something for my sinuses.
Right. Yeah, you got to get into that mullein and elderberry.
That mullein, I remember you talking about that mullein leaf.
Yeah, I got that on deck. You know, I be making my teas here and there too.
Yeah, man, for sure. I definitely do it, man. So I just gotta get back in tune with that, for sure, that mullein leaf. I gotta order me some of that, man.
Yes, sir, for sure. So, yeah, we back. You know. I had to look back, and I was looking at the shows, and I was seeing that shows were starting to be a year ago, you know, 3 years ago. I was like, yeah, we gotta go back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, get back to it.
Yeah, man.
We
you
coming
know, I
harder.
Had a lot of people that, I had a lot of people, man, that was, man, that was coming at me like, dang, bro, you know, when you gonna start the shows back up, or... And I'm like, man, I've been so busy. I know my partner been so busy, man. So, you know, we just trying to get our affairs in order, man. So,
for sure.
But I'm most definitely glad that we you know what I'm saying, we back at it. So that for sure, man. I got a lot of new information, bro. A lot of it. So I just been going hard with this law shit for real. Like, man, we've been seeing people, man. Hey. You know, me and James Brown, man, we just helped a brother, man, beat his DUI case.
Okay.
You know, so,
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So, yeah. So we did that, man. We you know, we allowed that brother, man, to really type up his own stuff. I told the brother, man, I prefer you to do it, so that
right.
If you do it, you'll get used to doing it the same way I had to do it. I had to
right.
get used to doing it, you know what I'm saying? And it's better for you. So, yeah, man, that brother beat his DUI case. He had a DUI out in Kentucky, and he also had I think it was called a terroristic threat.
Oh, wow. I ain't never heard about that.
Yeah, you
that's
know, that's one of them times where you threatening the police officer. Yeah, so, you know, they got him with the terroristic threats. But he would have beat that, but he was too busy trying to, you know, rebut everything for that DUI, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't want to get his license suspended because that brother had CDLs, you know?
Type deal, so, yeah, one of them type of things.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, man, that brother, man, he got off with it. He got off with it, man, and... He only had to pay like an $800 fine, I think, because he forgot to he went over the timeline for to appeal it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was gonna appeal it, so he went over the timeline. I think they only give you like 30 days after, you know, after the judgment, they give you only like 30 days. So by that time, he had kind of missed it.
No. Right. All the bounce.
Shit. Hey, that's better than you know, paying. I think most of these folks be having to pay like $10,000.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely better.
Hey, that was way better. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, brother. Yeah, you take this information a lot seriously, but you know what I'm saying? Slow up on your drinking, brother.
Sure,
you know,
for sure.
You don't want to get out here and do nothing reckless, then it becomes a different charge, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's different degrees, different levels.
Right. So what are we talking about today, man? I know you got some hot topics for us, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, very basic, but, you know, we go deeper and so people could really start answering the questions they've been having inside their minds. You know what I'm saying? And if they don't, if they never had the questions before, you know, hey, we gonna create the questions for you. But we're going to go into Christopher Columbus. You know,
right.
Talked about, everybody talk about him. As far as history goes, coming to the Americas, and I don't feel like they go in depth or expound on, you know, why did he come over? Why did he come over here?
Right.
And what did he? What else did he do? You know, they how did the people look? Who he encountered over here? So a lot of things need to be cleared up, and I think this show will clear up the air.
Right. Okay. I remember us talking about who was the other brother that we talked about, and it was well known fact that he was one of the first Europeans that actually touched down over here, but you know they never just talked about him like that.
His name was like Leif Eiferson or something like that. I forgot exactly.
Yeah,
but I remember that one.
Right.
For sure.
I remember you was talking about, you had heard about him on
SpongeBob.
On SpongeBob. Yeah.
Leif Erickson.
Erickson.
Yeah, that's him. Leif Erickson.
Right. So, you know, yeah, man. Shit, we learn a little more every day.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
Yeah. And we got to push our minds. We got to push our spirit, our soul, you know, to learn more than we even can handle or we think we can handle, because we can handle a lot. Sometimes you just got to, you know, push through. So,
right.
And that's what these shows going to do. You know, keep us on track.
Big facts.
Yes, sir. So we could just go ahead and jump straight into it.
Okay. All right.
So we could go straight into the private chat.
I'm gonna follow along with you as much as I can. You know, I'm on the road, so I won't be able to do as much as I normally would.
right. No doubt.
But yeah,
no doubt.
I'm gonna definitely follow along and listen. I got you.
Yes, sir. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go straight into the private chat. And we're going to, you know how we do it. We go straight to the etymology. And we're going to search up Christopher. And when we search up Christopher, it says masculine proper name, Church Latin, Christophoros. From ecclesiastical Greek, Christophoros. Literally, Christ bearing, from phoros, bearer, from ferin, to carry, from pi root bear, to carry, also to bear children. In medieval legend, he was a giant, one of the rare virtuous ones, who aided travelers by carrying them across a river. Medallions with his image, called Christophers, worn by travelers, are known from the Middle Ages. Chaucer's yeoman had one. Not a common name in medieval England. And that Chaucer's yeoman had one. That was a book. I think I searched that one up. So you could check out these things. But we're going to keep it going. Go straight to the next etymology definition. And we're going to search up Columbus. And it says, his name is Latinized from his native Italian, Cristoforo Colombo. In Spanish, Cristobal Colon. Right? So, Cristoforo Colombo is really, you know, his native Italian name. No, but this Columbus is Latinized. We're going to go into the next definition. Because we got to ask that question, right? And a lot of people say this, Christopher Columbus didn't really discover America because it was already here, right? And I feel like this definition right here for discover will actually enlighten people to know that I agree, he did discover, you know, and you're gonna see why I say that. So it says the definition right here for discover is C 1300, discover, divulge, reveal, disclose, expose, lay open to view, betray someone's secrets. Senses now obsolete. From stem of old French, discover, uncover, unroof, unveil, reveal, betray. From medieval Latin, discopier, from Latin, dis, opposite of, see dis, copier, to cover up, cover over, overwhelm, bury, see cover, verb. At first, with a sense of betrayal or malicious exposure, discoverer originally meant informant. Also in Middle English, used in literal senses such as to remove one's hat, the roof from a building. The meaning to obtain the first knowledge or sight of what was before not known. The main modern sense is by 1550s. So it was a lot said in there, right? And I feel like, you know, he did unveil and reveal a place that was unknown to another side of the world. You know, they did. Maybe the people who was living there, of course, they knew about it. Of course, they knew they existed. But to someone else, he uncovered and he unveiled, you know, the secret or what was hidden to his people. You know, so that's really what that means for him discovering the Americas. They only knew one side. They only knew one side. Uh huh.
That was a very interesting point. You know, kind of good on how you. I mean, it was an excellent way to put it too. You know, because when we talk about the history, we have to understand this is their history, not ours. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying? So,
nah, for real.
Yeah, but that is the most intriguing way to put things. So.
And you got to understand as well, too, like, you know, I'm just talking in a general form of you. I'm not saying you got, but it says to betray, right? And it said at first with a sense of betrayal or malicious exposure. So we're going to get into some of the malicious stuff that isn't really talked about, or if they do talk about it, right, they just go over it real fast and hope nobody really catch it and grasp what just happened, you know.
Right.
But some betrayal stuff did happen, you know, gaining people trust. And it also says, you know, an informant. That's what a discoverer originally meant, informant.
Right.
So that's what those people were doing. You know, they were coming over, and when they came over, they did what informants do. Informants assimilate, right? Or they merge into the group and try to be one of the groups, right? Or try to be a friend of the groups and, you know, gain trust and then infiltrate.
Right.
So that's basically what happened. But, you know, I don't really like to put my words too much into stuff. I just like to read a lot. You know. But let's go back. Yes, sir. Let's go inside the private chat again. and we're going to see. We're going to see this definition. Where it says Indies, right? Because we know that Christopher Columbus came to the West Indies, but he didn't know that he really was coming to the West Indies at the beginning. But let's read the definition of etymology. I mean, the etymology definition for Indies. It says India and adjacent regions and islands. 1550 is plural of Indi. Indi from Middle English, Yindi. Early 13th century, the usual word in Middle English for India, from the Old French form of Latin, India, see India, commonly applied to Asia and the East generally, later in a time of geographical confusion. It was applied to the Caribbean basin, which was distinguished from Asia proper by being called the West Indies. So, even inside that definition right there, right? We see that the Indies is actually India. Specifically the East Indies. So, let's go ahead. And it also talks about the confusion inside there as well. Let me point that one out, so I don't brush across that too fast. And it says, later in a time of geographical confusion. And the geographical confusion is just meaning that they thought the West Indies was actually the East Indies, you know, but it wasn't. That's why they actually renamed, you know, the West Indies. So, let's go down to another definition in etymology, West Indies. And it says Caribbean islands explored by Columbus, 1550s, reflecting the belief or hope that they were western outliers of the Indies of Asia. Related West Indian, which is from 1580s in reference to the native inhabitants, 1650s in reference to European settlers there, and 1928 in reference to people of West Indian ancestry. So inside this definition as well, you see it says reflecting the belief or hope that they were Western outliers of the Indies of Asia. So they was hoping that those people was the West in not the West Indies. They was hoping that they were the Indians, pretty much the people from India, but just the other side of India, pretty much, because the people look just the same. Far away, if you don't really look up close, he thought the people looked just like the people in India, and that's why he thought he was inside India at a glance. But we're gonna go down. I think that's it for etymology right now. Let's go into Christopher Columbus on Wikipedia. And I'm gonna go through this real swift. And it says Christopher Columbus between 25th August and 31st October 1451, 20 May 1506 was an Italian explorer and navigator from the Republic of Genoa, who completed four Spanish-based voyages across the Atlantic Ocean, sponsored by the Catholic monarchs, opening the way for the widespread European exploration and European colonization of the Americas. You gotta remember that Americas, because that's a key word. And he says his expeditions were the first known European contact with the Caribbean and Central and South America. The name Christopher Columbus is the Anglicization of the Latin Christophorus Columbus. Growing up on the coast of Lingarda, he went to sea at a young age and traveled widely as far north as the British Isles and as far south of what is now Ghana. He married Portuguese noble women Filipa Moniz Perestrello, who bore a son Diego and was based in Lisbon for several years. He later took a Castilian mistress, Beatriz Enrique de Arana, who bore a son Fernando. Largely self-educated, Columbus was knowledgeable in geography, astronomy, and history. He developed a plan to seek a western sea passage to the East Indies, hoping to profit from the lucrative spice trade. So he went, you know, he wanted to find the west side of India. Let me just put it like that. So he wanted to find the west side of India, hoping to, you know, profit from the spice trade. After the Granada War and Columbus persistent lobbying in multiple kingdoms, the Catholic monarchs Queen Isabella I and King Fernando II agreed to sponsor a journey west. Columbus left Castile in August 1492 with three ships and made landfall in the Americas on 12 October. And in the period of human habitation in the Americas, now referred to as the pre-Columbian era, his landing place was an island in the Bahamas, known by its native inhabitants as Guahani. And Guahani is what they call today San Salvador, just in case. He then visited the islands now known as Cuba and Hispaniola, establishing a colony in what is now Haiti. Columbus returned to Castile in early 1493 with captured natives. Word of his voyage soon spread throughout Europe. Columbus made three further voyages to the Americas, exploring the Lesser Antilles in 1493, Trinidad, and the northern coast of South America in 1498. And the east coast of Central America in 1502. Many names he gave to geographical features, particularly islands, are still in use. He gave the name Indios, and they got in parentheses, quotation, Indians, to the indigenous peoples he encountered. And he gave them those names. I'm just being straight up, because he gave those people the name Indians is because they looked like the people in India, like I said before. So he called these people in the Bahamas or the West Indies, right, Indians. That's the name he gave them.
I not to cut you off, God, so that goes back to the word Indian for sure, when a lot of people be, you know, using that term, that they native Indians. I was a word given by a European.
Yes, sir.
That's not even your correct verbiage of what your nationality would have been.
No, sir.
I just kind of wanted to throw that out, you know, like, hey, you know, sure, That's what this European call people. Envy.
For sure. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it says, the extent to which he was aware the Americas were a wholly separate landmass is uncertain. He never clearly renounced his belief he had reached the Far East. As a colonial governor, Columbus was accused by some of his contemporaries of significant brutality and removed from the post. Columbus strained relationships with the Crown of Castile and its colonial administrators in America led to his arrest and removal from Hispaniola in 1500 and later to protracted litigations over the privileges he and his heirs claimed were owed to them by the Crown. Columbus' expedition inaugurated a period of exploration, conquest, and colonization that lasted for centuries, therefore bringing the Americas into the European sphere of influence. The transfer of plants, animals, precious metals, culture, human populations, technology, diseases, and ideas between the old world and new world. And the old world to them, again, is just the east side of the world, right? And the west side is new because it is new to them. It's their perspective. Like J-Rock said, you know, they trying to tell their history from their perspective. All right. These events and the effects which persist to the present are often cited as the beginning of the modern era. Columbus was widely celebrated in the centuries after his death, but public perception fractured in the 21st century due to greater attention to the harms committed under his governance, particularly the beginning of the depopulation of Hispaniolas, indigenous Tainos, caused by old world diseases and mistreatment, including slavery. Many places in the Western Hemisphere bear his name, including the South American country of Colombia, the Canadian province of British Columbia, the American city Columbus, Ohio, and the U.S. capital, the District of Columbia. So, we see all of the places that do use his name, right, in reference for his remembrance. But they also say that, you know, his public perception was fractured in the 21st century. And it could be fractured because people start to zoom in a little bit more to see the destruction that was caused as well. You know, what he did cause as well, you know, enslaving the very people he tried to be friends with, you know, the Indians, as far as he's saying it. They call them Tainos, the indigenous people, the aboriginals of that landmass. But we're going to go ahead, and it says, you know, he caused by, you know, he was doing mistreatment, you know, if slavery is a mistreatment, and it also talks about diseases. So they were bringing diseases over, probably sleeping with the ladies without, you know, an agreement. So
Facts. I can understand that majority of our people were people that lived off the land and believed in the herbs and the fruits. And then when they started migrating, I can't even remember the name of the book that I was reading, but I know it'll come back to me. It actually talked about that, how, you know, the Europeans they came in with their barbaric ways, and you know, they start our people started interacting with those type of people. And that's how we got to this point today, where we got a lot of sicknesses, illness, and different diseases. You know.
Right.
So yeah, right. I gotta find the name of that book, man, and I'm gonna pick a show. We gonna go over that book show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
we gotta get that going.
That's something real though, man. Man, we see it all the time. We pay attention to that all the time about this Christopher Columbus Day, but we never actually take the time out to study who this guy is and who he was, you know?
No.
What his name represents. Like I tell people a lot, man, you call on people names, you summons them.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know what I'm saying? So
that's
you gotta
real.
Be careful with when you calling on people names, man. You don't wanna be the one to summon somebody and then you wonder why your life is like, you know what I'm saying, all kinda hectic. You know?
Exactly. Nah, I agree 100%. Like you said, you summons in them, you invoking the spirit, you doing chants. Hey,
right.
they know voodoo and witchcraft and all these stuff, and the supernatural world is real. It's not
right.
something fake.
Right, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So, if we go back inside the private chat, we could go to where it says the Americas. Because remember, we was talking about the Americas, right? He came to the Americas. So, we're going to see what the Americas is. So, it says, the Americas, sometimes collectively called America, are a landmass comprising the totality of North and South America. The Americas make up most of the land in Earth's Western Hemisphere and comprise the New World. And you can look at that photo right there, and it shows you all of what they're calling, you know, the Americas, from Alaska, you know, Australia, of course Mexico, go all the way down, even the islands, you know, the Caribbean, Haiti, all of them. They're calling that the Americas. I just have to express that and put emphasis on that for a reason. Because I'm about to ask some questions, like I said, questions people probably haven't asked before. But yeah, we're gonna have their minds spinning. So let me finish read, right? Along with their associated islands, the Americas cover 8% of the Earth's total surface area and 28.4% of its land area. So, and all of these right here, I can read right here, where it says, humans first settled the Americas from Asia between 20,000 and 16,000 years ago. A second migration of Nadine speakers followed later from Asia. The subsequent migration of the Inuit into the Neo-Arctic around 3500 BCE completed what is generally regarded as the settlement by the indigenous people of the Americas. The first known European settlement in the Americas was by the Norse explorer Leif Erikson. However, the colonization never became permanent and was later abandoned. The Spanish voyages of Christopher Columbus from 1492 to 1504 resulted in permanent contact with European, and subsequently other old world powers which eventually led to the Columbian Exchange and inaugurated a period of exploration, conquest, and colonization, whose effects and consequences persist to the present. The Spanish presence involved the enslavement of large numbers of the indigenous population of America. So, let's stop right there and let's really grasp what was said inside this paragraph. All right, they said the first settlement by European was by explorer Leif Erikson, right? But they don't really recognize it, but they would rather recognize Christopher Columbus more because it's more permanent. It was a permanent European settlement. So the Europeans was here at one point, but they was only here for so long. That's why they uphold Christopher Columbus to a certain standard. So, and it also says the Spanish presence involved the enslavement of large numbers of the indigenous populations of America. Diseases introduced from Europe and West Africa devastated the indigenous peoples, and the European powers colonized the Americas. Mass immigration from Europe, including large numbers of indentured servants and importation of African slaves, largely replaced the indigenous people. Decolonization of the Americas began with the American Revolution in the 1770s and largely ended with the Spanish-American War in the late 1880s. All right, so we're not going to go into all of that, but we're going to get into something else. And I have a few references inside the private chat on different books that actually mention his encounters, Christopher Columbus' encounters with the people, just in case people might be like, oh, well, they were pale-skinned people that Christopher Columbus met on the land. They were indigenous pale-skinned people, you know, or peach-skinned people. No offense, but, you know, we just got to be realistic out here. It's a lot of misinformation that is being tossed around freely, and nobody's questioning nothing. So it says, from Morrison's Admiral of the Sea, of the Ocean Sea. So this is a book reference. Columbus, and it says, quote unquote, right? Columbus described the indigenous peoples he encountered as having varying skin tones and distinct facial features, with some displaying almond-shaped eyes and permanent cheekbones. You got another one down here from McCulloch's Christianity, the First 3,000 Years. And this is another quote from that. European accounts from the time of Columbus' arrival provide insights into the rich diversity of indigenous cultures in the Caribbean, including description of their appearance and customs. All right, they ain't really went into that one. From Sawyer's The Early Spanish Main. Yes, sir. All right, guy, for sure. And it says Sawyer's work examines the encounters between European explorers and indigenous populations in the Caribbean, shedding light on the physical appearance and cultural practices of the native people, Tinos, right? And it was some other, let me see if this one got me. And it's, this is another book as well, from the Guyans, Columbus, Opus Among the Tinos. The Guyans research offers archaeological and historical evidence from settlements at La Isabella, providing insight into the interaction between Europeans and the indigenous Tino population, including description of their physical appearance and cultural traditions. Gotcha, right now. And we'll go to, we're gonna go to a quick break, right? Cause I gotta go grab something real quick, and I know we over the 30 minutes mark. I just don't wanna lose focus. So yeah, peace to the gods. We'll be right back.
Just being somebody that the neighborhood respected, that my mama could be proud of, was the apple of my eye. That's all I ever wanted. Just being something, man. So at that point, what else could you ask for? Tears running down the nigga face, in a room full of failures, I feel out of place. Still sleeping on the floor when you deserve better. Got you reeking through the cold even in warm weather. I told Meek I wouldn't trust Nikki. Instead of beefing with your dog, you just give him some distance. We all make mistakes, I should be too pacific. But like I'd rather be a killer than be a statistic. I never fold, no, I never ran. On my soul, I roll like an avalanche. I thank the Lord I got some great friends. That's why every bottle I open, I say amen. Just had a seizure at the Super Bowl. Woke up in the third quarter looking for the smoke. If it's more than a quarter million, I count it twice. Poochie broke my heart, shit, I call it life. And never will I call it right. Not perfect, but I'm the one you would call it night. Traveling the world, I'm just repping my city. But rarely do I hear that this nigga done did it. But niggas in fatigues will keep you intrigued. Cause the loss of life, the only thing niggas believe. So I pray you listen carefully. Then I become another motherfucking casualty.
Always speak and say that. You just never ever walk on by. You even stop and put one in the sky. You do it for the love of you and I.
For the love of you and
I. Standing on your block with you so out of place. Uncle on the couch, mama running out of space. Lights off so you never tend to speak much. Go your separate ways every time the lease up. A fat ugly nigga thought I'd never be nothing. Another tree stump, happy with his free lunch. Ducking pigeons, I'm an eagle on a sunny day. Flap my wings once a week, pray I glide safe. I want fried chicken at my funeral. Rolls Royces, dope boys, sway interviews. Everybody dying for the same things. Cop killer nigga, don't nobody gangbang. I'm happy Donald Trump became the president. Because we gotta destroy before we elevate. Real shit, look at me inside the White House. With a pocket full of weed inside the White House. Dead presidents tattooed on a nigga chest. U.S. Treasury addressing me, mad at my address. On the biggest residential pool in the U.S. Drake and Kanye can invite every bitch they ever met. Finger fucking bitches in the holy water. Then I go and tell what happened to my only daughter. So her daddy told it to her firsthand. Never perfect, but it's not just about them purses.
Always speak and say hi. You just never ever walk on by. You even stop and put one in the sky.
Never teach me all the things I got from you. I found myself in the wrong lane, and I ended up in pain. I was strolling down a dark street when this girl passed me by. She said you've always been a good friend. And never, never, never let me down.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
To the gods, we back. Yeah, so for those just coming in, we talking about Christopher Columbus on Historical Mondays. Getting it in. And I don't be too personal when I get on here, you know, but the Lucayan Archipelago, that's where my heritage kind of run back to. It go further than that, but, you know, I was raised in the Bahamas. So, for people who don't know, you know, we know history and we study the history over there. In social studies, we study society over there, how everything ran, the encounters from different people on that land. You know, no, I ain't talking about just world history, but specifically there. And they could, and I could tell you from experience, and, you know, passed down from my ancestors, that, you know, for them, they was always a part of that land. You know, and that landmass was always brown people, copper colored people living there. You know, as if we're just talking based on complexion. But I could guarantee that that's a fact. You know, so the indigenous people were looking. Well, I wouldn't say looking, but had a certain complexion as the same people in India. And I can tell you that the complexion, based on the history, based on what I know, and my ancestors, that they were not pale looking. So he taught, they wasn't pale looking there. They were not pale looking in East Indies, right? In the East Indies, which is India. And I seen some dark Indians, I ain't gonna lie, from India. The ones who from the East Indies. And I'm just sharing light, because, you know, a lot of people could be tied in a mental box. You know, and that's only because you know, what was taught. You have to get out of that box and start to discover certain things. But anyway, let's go back to the private chat. Once we go back to the private chat, we got this right here. Let me go ahead insert, make sure I do insert this one inside the chat. Give me 1 second. All right. So this is coming from the journal of the first voyage. In his journal entries from his first voyage to the Americas, Columbus described the indigenous people he encountered in the Caribbean islands. They are to make good and skilled servants, for they repeat very quickly whatever we say to them. I think they can very easily be made Christians, for they seem to have no religion if it pleases our Lord. I will take 6 of them to your highnesses when I depart, in order that they may learn our language. I could conquer the whole of them with 50 men and govern them as I please. Letter to Louis, and this is also coming from a letter. Hold on, let me see. A letter to Louis de Santangel. In a letter to Louis de Santangel, a Spanish financier who supported his voyages, Columbus described the indigenous people of the Caribbean islands. As soon as I arrived in the Indies, in the first island which I found, I took some of them by force, in order that they might learn and might give me information of what there is in those parts. Letter, and let's just grasp what he just said. When he first arrived, right, to that island, he came there with force. Forcing them, you know, to learn their ways. And he also talks about, you know, converting them into Christianity, etc. And it says, letter to Fernandin and Isabella. In another letter to Fernandin and Isabella, Columbus described the indigenous people he encountered in the Caribbean islands. These people are very simple as regards the use of arms. Your highnesses may believe that in all the world, there can be no better people nor better country. They love their neighbors as themselves, and their discourse is ever sweet and gentle and accompanied with a smile. And although it is true that they are naked, yet their manners are decorous and praiseworthy. So that's Christopher Columbus writing a letter to Fernandin and Isabella, you know, letting them know that the people he encountered, though they are naked, they're well-mannered, right, and praiseworthy, right, and that these people are gentle, kind, and, you know, love their neighbors as themselves. So that's the thing that J-Rock was talking about, too, when he was on the call. He was talking about, you know, European ways, right? The ways over here was not as vicious, right? Because everybody was loving each other like neighbors. But when you start to bring in business, right, on a whole different corporate level, right, artificial level. Let me put it like that. On a whole artificial level, not trading and bartering necessarily, it starts to cause chaos. How does it start to cause chaos? All right. This person has more money. This one is limited. Why? Because he can't afford to pay his bills and live a certain lifestyle because this person does not have the funds. But if you was living in the simple time, right, when you was doing bartering, this person has trees, this person has skills, this person can he has plans where he could trade off, you know, he can have that land over there. Nobody's trying to hog and be stuck in the gluttony, right? Because, you know, gluttony is a sin. It's one of the seven deadly sins. So you just got to make sure that we look back at these things and actually know what's going on and how these people was thinking and how these people was actually viewing, you know, the people in Americas. But anyway, you know, I ain't gonna hold up the show too long. I got a few several questions, and I'm not gonna get off topic too much. And what would be one of my questions? You know, so we know what the West Indies is. Now we know what the East Indies is, right? We know what the Americas is. So now we put this word American Indians together. Were the people in the West Indies or the Caribbean? I wouldn't even say were. I would say, are they American Indians? Are they? No. Just think about that question. Because we know the Bahamas and the Caribbean, right, was a part of the Americas. And they're calling these people Indians, right? So who to say that even when they came over here, and this little, and when I mean over here, I'm talking about North America. When they came to North America, who's to say the people didn't look just like the other people in India, so they started calling them Indians here again? And just think about that. And a lot of people might say, and we already talked about this on a different show, but I just think this is a great etymology definition to go into while we're here. So we're going to search up the etymology definition of American. Right? And it says, American, originally one of the Aboriginal peoples discovered in the Western Hemisphere by Europeans. Doesn't that sound like... Okay. Doesn't that sound like them? I'm just trying to put the puzzle together for you. You know, you gotta make stuff make sense. One of the Aboriginal peoples discovered in the Western Hemisphere by Europeans. So let's actually take it a little further, right? We're going to go type in 1828 Webster Dictionary. And again, I'm just putting the puzzle. I could do this all day long. It's different shows that we'll be doing that unveil the description and the complexion of the people here prior to certain events. Trust me. So now we're in 1828 Webster Dictionary, right? And we also searched up American in here as well. And it says, American, noun, a native of America, originally applied to the Aboriginals or copper-colored races. So copper-colored races, we know how copper look. We know copper got a brown tint to it. You could get a copper penny. You could get copper. Look it up, and you'll see how it looks. And it says found here by the Europeans. Again, we know who that is. But now applied to the descendants of Europeans born in America. So they did the switcheroo, right? Right there. Because it's saying, but now applied to the descendants of Europeans born in America. So we already, now we went over all of the stuff, right? We, now we know who Christopher Columbus is, what he did, the people, how the people look, who he encountered, who the people were, how they carried themselves, how they looked at them, right? And we also understand who's who. That's the name of the game. If you don't understand who's who, then you will always fall victim of an informant. You gotta know who's who. But anyway, that was the end of the show. Beautiful show. Hopefully this gives some insight to a lot of people that need it. You know, but anyway, you know what? It was great doing the show. Peace to the gods. We'll be back.
This beat ain't normal.
Let me call you no dancer. I said we can call you some more. Do you leave me no choice? Ready to not go up here, but got the mark. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no, why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, do I know about you? I swear to God, you can come out too, oh. You can come out too. To something I've been watching. I might just run to something. I'm loving, like a monkey, a junkie for your love. I must be high or something. But now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh, no. Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could come out too, oh. You could come out too.
If I did not love you, I can't take this curse so much. I can't take what's life anymore. What's trying for me, playing with you. Baby, you're done for me, I'm through. Baby, you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me close, but we'll be still apart. Isn't easy with me. Think it just to loosen myself up from what I kinda shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I dream this Tennessee?
Then I don't know what come over me. Then I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can't come back to, oh. You can't come back to.